Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sacred Divergence Radio, with your hostess, Reverend Elizabeth, on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Listen in every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, and join us in the chat room as we discuss music, magic, spirituality, and more.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Reverend Elizabeth Hamilton, coming to you from the beautiful highways of Pennsylvania. And tonight, I am traveling home from work, and my good friend Terry is operating the switchboard. Thank you so much.
And the moon wanes and seasons grow cold.
lovers grow old. Oh, she sings the last chorus begins with a voice as gentle as winter's lace. A new thread through the wheel it is fed. Woe to those who see her face. Lady of the silver wheel, Lady of the silver wheel, Ariane, what lady of changes you spin the web of life. Lady of the silver.
listening to Sacred Divergence Radio on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Thanks for joining us. And now, back to Liz and Terry.
And we're back, I think. Am I unmuted? I'm sorry, guys. I can't tell from my end, but I'm going to assume that we are because
yes, there we go.
Okay, great. I just didn't hear the little guy go, unmuted.
You got it. It's all yours.
Thank you so much, Terry. You're the best. Tonight I'm on the road, and sorry about that little hiccup there. My phone is not acting the way that it should, and it randomly just decided, hey, we're going to restart. So that might happen again, and I ask for your patience and your understanding as I'm going through this difficult time with my phone. And I know you guys still love me, and that's great. And I hope everyone in the chat room is having a good night, even though I can't see any of you. I'm assuming that Astrophobe and Tim and maybe Glacius are in there. So you guys are just hanging out, and that's cool. And let's see, what I want to talk about tonight. Last week, we had a good conversation about the first three virtues of honesty, generosity, and sincerity. And I'm not sure that I am prepared to talk about the next three virtues tonight, but temperance definitely does come to mind, especially at work lately, because I've been having a little bit of trouble there just with some people that don't understand the way I speak, and I guess they're taking offense on, like, how I enunciate my words, because I've been a radio show host for a good 5 or 6 years now, and so I've learned how to articulate and enunciate and say exactly what I mean to say in the shortest amount of time I have to say it, because I'm a radio show host, and that's what we have to do. And, you know, it's kind of hard to be understood over the phone sometimes or over the airwaves. If you're stumbling over your words, or you're slurring them, or you're slanting the language, or whatever. So that tends to carry over into my day-to-day life, too. I tend to be very articulate, and I think that some people just aren't used to that. And so I have to learn how to temper myself and how to dial it back a little for when I'm at work. And this has been a struggle. For me, so I'm learning, and I'm trying to grow, and I'm hoping that everybody else there is also learning and growing, like learning who I am and the way I why I speak the way I speak. That brings to mind definitely a little bit of temperance there, as well as understanding and, you know, sincerity, definitely, because I am very sincere in what I do. I love what I do. I love my job. And I want everyone else there to have a good time, too, you know, working with me. I want them to be able to appreciate me and to give me good feedback and to let them know that I appreciate their feedback, even when it seems like the affect in my voice is giving them an attitude, you know, because it's really not. And I know it kind of seems that way, like I come off with a little bit of an attitude sometimes, but I'm really not. I really don't have that much of an attitude anymore. I used to really have an attitude when I was a teenager, but that was like 10 years ago, so I think I've kind of outgrown the attitude, like the Valley Girl snap the fingers kind of attitude, you know, so I don't really know what else to say to that. Has anyone else had any dealings where they aren't being understood at work, and how did you resolve it? Like, did you have a talk with everybody? Did you sit them down and say, hey, you know, this is just the way I speak. I'm sorry if it offends you, but I'm really not being offensive, I promise. Or how did you deal with it? And so, yeah. Let me see. Let me give you guys a little update on the Order of Paladins. We are working on the manual, and we've got our outline set up. And included will be the 5 Mystic Secrets and an in-depth look at each of the 9 virtues as part of the training for squires and knights. And we're going to have, it's going to be a really big manual when it's done. And it'll be for everybody to learn from and to grow with. But especially for the squires beginning out, learning how to incorporate the 9 virtues into their daily lives. So yeah, and we're going to be looking for feedback and suggestions from people, with the caveat that I get to make the final decision as the head of the order. But everybody's feedback is definitely welcome, everybody who's part of the order. And hopefully we'll be ready to make the big announcement that we're coming back relatively soon, like within a month or two. And I'm really excited about the Parliament of World Religions. I have to check and see where my business cards are. I ordered them last week, and they were supposed to be here on Friday, but they haven't shown up yet for whatever reason. So I'll have to go to the post office and see what's up with that. But, yeah. So my business card should be arriving soon, and the Parliament is coming up in less than 3 weeks, or less than a month, rather. I think it's just at the three-week mark now. So, yeah, that's going to be really big. There are, like, 20 or 25 Corellians going. We have reserved a huge block of condos for ourselves. There's lots of people that are going to be sharing rooms to save on that cost. And we're going to have big family meals, which I will be cooking for. And I have to get to work on that. I'm planning for that and seeing what we're going to need and how much it's going to cost and all that good stuff. So that's another thing on my plate. And apparently there's going to be a little ritual to invest me as the Paladin General at this lustration. So I'm excited for that. I know it's a big responsibility, and I'm looking forward to taking it on. I think that I will be an exemplary Paladin commander, or Paladin general, rather, because I feel that I can definitely embody the 9 virtues and be a good example of what a Paladin should be, which is an honorable person who incorporates the 9 virtues into their daily lives and helps to bring others up rather than drag them down, who is always encouraging to everybody and wants to see the best in everybody, and who does lots of community service. And this radio show is my primary outlet for community service. I view every show as a service to our community because, you know, without the listeners, without you guys listening, there would be no show. There wouldn't be a reason for it. I don't do this just to hear myself speak. I do it for all of you. And I know that there are a lot of you who appreciate that, and I appreciate you. I know we have over 150 likes on Facebook, which is really awesome, and I hope we can get our listens up. You know, I would love to be in that high number. I know there's lots of archive listens, but I would love to get our live listens up. So if you guys know anybody who would be interested, please, please, please send them over. We're here every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, and we go for about an hour, hour and a half, depending on how I feel and how our guests feel if we have guests. Excuse me for the yawn. We do have a once-a-month regular guest, Reverend Phoenix. He is a high priest within the Curling Native Institution of Wicca, and he runs the Holistic Knowledge Witan Shrine up in Buffalo, New York. And he is a licensed mental health counselor type person. So he comes on and we talk openly and honestly about a mental illness once a month. And this too is part of our community service outreach so that people who have these mental illnesses don't seem quite so alone and don't feel quite so alone and isolated, because having mental illness can be very isolating and it can be a very lonely road to walk, especially if you don't have anybody who's familiar. So by bringing this knowledge to people, whether it be about bipolar or ADHD or anxiety disorder or whatever, schizophrenia, OCD, whatever, you know, we can just work on getting rid of the negative stereotypes about this, about these sorts of things, and working to better ourselves to where, you know, when we're talking, we don't say, oh, she's acting so bipolar today, or, oh, she's so OCD about this. You know, we can temper that back and change the way we speak, because it's really a disservice to the people who actually do have bipolar or to the people who are actually OCD. It's a disservice to them to belittle their disorder or minimize their disorder by using it as like a slang term for, oh, well, she's being really moody, or, oh, well, she's being, you know, super specific about the way she wants things done or whatnot, that kind of thing. So I think you guys get what I'm saying.
I am the Firebird. I am his daughter. I am the Firebird child.
I am the Firebird child.
I am the Firebird. I am his daughter. And like the flame, I am wild, 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 wild. I am the Firebird. I am his daughter. Ever heard? Join in the dance and make it wild, wild, wild. Join in the dance and make it wild. To see a maiden dance around the fire is not so strange, but fire dances around the limbs of this uncommon maid. Be brave enough to burn and you'll be brave enough to fly. Join your sister Solace as she lights the morning sky.
I'm
You're listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Thanks for sticking around. And now, back to the show.
And we're back here on Secret Divergence Radio, Spiritual Unity Radio Network. I am Reverend Elizabeth Hamilton, and we've been talking about the Paladins and the Parliament and my life, things going on in my world. We talked a little bit about temperance, which is one of the nine virtues. And so I guess we'll talk a little bit more about the Parliament. And one of the things that I'm looking forward to is hearing from Jane Goodall. She will be there at the Parliament, which is very exciting. I've heard a lot of great things about this lady. She has been an activist for years and years and years. And so I can't wait to bring back to you her messages of peace and nonviolence and women's rights and all that good stuff. Also, the Dalai Lama will be there, and I'm really looking forward to meeting him, because I'm really a big fan of the Dalai Lama. He is, like, one of my heroes. So, yeah, that'll be happening, too. And I'm really excited about others and all the people that I'm going to get to meet going into this. So it's going to be huge. There's going to be over 5,000 people there from over 150 different religions around the world. And so that's going to be, it's going to be just fantastic. People getting together and talking about issues that really need to be talked about in this day and age. And hopefully we can make some interfaith connections with people and really get the word about out there about Karelianism and about the International Peace Warriors, Lady Lori Denman and Lord Donald Lewis will be giving a talk about the Peace Warriors movement that we have started. And we do have a Facebook page for that, www.facebook.com/International Peace Warriors and facebook.com/groups/International Peace Warriors. So, yeah, go there, join up, give us a like, and get with the peace vibes, man. It's all good here. So, yeah, that'll be a really big thing. She's going to be bringing... Lady Lori will be bringing this huge canvas that she has painted with the peace sigil that everybody will get a chance to walk and meditate on, like a labyrinth. So that's going to be really nice, and I can't wait for that. And, of course, the illustration ritual will be happening, although not as official as an official part of the proceedings of the Parliament. It will be happening kind of off to the side. Well, we're back after another fluke with my phone. Thank you, phone, for making me understand patience more. So there's going to be this big papal visit to Philadelphia, which should be exciting for the Catholics out there. He is the head of the Catholic Church, of course, and that's going to be happening September 26th and 27th, and that's going to have to make me spend money to go to work because the main road that I take to work will be closed, so I will have to take turnpike those 2 days, but, you know, six of one, half a dozen of the other, I would have to spend the money on gas anyway, so we'll just make it work out. It'll be fine. Unfortunately, I will be at work the 2 days that he is here, so I will not get to hear him speak, but, you know, Pope Francis is, I think he is my favorite pope, that I have had the experience of kind of hearing about and knowing in my time here in this incarnation. So, yeah, he has a lot to say about the environment and about how my favorite thing that he said so far is that if churches are not willing to help the needy and the poor and reach out to them and do ministry for them and help them with food and clothing and lodging and all this other stuff, then they should be taxed like a business. And I am in 100% agreement with this guy when he says this.
Through the night,
Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Thanks for sticking around. And now, back to the show.
Hey, there you are. All right. Well, looks like Elizabeth is still having some technical difficulties with her phone tonight. I want to thank everybody for being with us and for sharing your Sunday night with Liz and Spiritual Unity Radio Network. And we're going to go ahead and finish this out tonight. We're going to play a song by Dog the Bard called... Ever With Me, and then we'll end the show, so have a great night, and thanks for being with us. Be back next Sunday for Lady Elizabeth and Sacred Divergence Radio.
Find
Thank you for listening to Sacred Divergence Radio with your hostess, Reverend Elizabeth and friends on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Have a topic for us to discuss on air? Connect with Reverend Elizabeth at sacreddivergenceradio@gmail.com and on Twitter at SDivergence with hashtag TopicHat. See you next week at 10 p.m. Eastern here on Sacred Divergence Radio and the Spiritual Unity Radio Network.
For listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.